is Senator Al Simpson. The Democrats would sell their soul to further their own partisan political agenda, even rig the U.S. Constitution. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Bill of Rights is pretty important, and we don't mess with it lightly. Yet you Democrats, in a cynical ploy to gain partisan advantage, propose an amendment to do an end run around the First Amendment's protection of free speech. This effort to limit expenditures proves the Democrats think it only a mere obstacle to be cleared away by any means possible, fair or foul. Ted, you moaning liberals thumbed your nose at our war veterans during the flag-burning debate. You also paternalistically told us that sexually explicit speech proven to cause harm to women and children just isn't important enough to change the Constitution. But now you're telling us it's quite okay to tinker with it to try to save your political fannies. You wonder why people don't trust politicians. Ted, the people have had it. And with me first Democrat priorities like this one, you really can't blame them a lick.
Al, you've got it backwards. There's broad support in Congress for limits on political spending. The current system of campaign financing is a national disgrace. Part of the problem, Al, is a misguided Supreme Court decision in the 1970s, which prohibits Congress from setting limits on what candidates can spend. Ironically, in the same decision, the court upheld limit on campaign contributions. What's the difference, Al? The same logic applies. If campaign contribution limits are valid, campaign spending limits should be valid, too. Excessive spending can be just as corrupting as excessive contributions. Everyone knows that political campaigns are too expensive. Some of us are trying to do something about it, but not old Al Simpson and his right-wing, big-spending friends. It's time to take public office off the auction block, Al. Senate and House seats should go to the best candidates, not the highest bidders. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Asphalt Fumes. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.